Y'all, we are talking to BI family friend DJ A-Ski, who we probably haven't had an opportunity to really check in with since about, what, 2008, Ski? It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute since we've done a personal check-in. We do look at and talk about some of the events that he DJs around the city, but we wanted to go ahead and do a full-on personal check-in. Last time we talked to A-Ski, he was building his brand Unique 74, which has definitely grown exponentially over the years. You can find him at unique74mag.com. Talk to us, A-Ski. What's been happening since 08?
Hey, what's happening, everybody? It's good to be back. Wow, since that time, wow, a lot has happened and then some. We survived the recession. You know what I'm saying? Which was a huge deal, and especially in the music business, where it's like there are numerous, and entertainment in general, really. You know, there's all types of different changes, you know, and so we kind of had to reinvent the wheel, so to speak, in order to move forward with different projects. Since we last spoken, you and I pretty much developed a publishing company / production company, and have, you know, pursued writing more, just working with different artists and actually developing other artists as well, and other up and coming DJs and musicians, and just working different brands, you know, and just really getting it in, as we'd say on the street. Just really moving forward and reinventing the wheel, and just really trying to come up with different innovative ways, you know, of marketing, and just really introducing new ideas and concepts that many companies are afraid to embrace. Or don't know how to embrace, you know, for that matter.
Right. I've noticed that sometimes when you're having your gigs out here, there's certain DJs who I see you work with rather frequently, one of which is Tailwind Turner, but I know there's others. How did you develop these relationships with these particular DJs? And are you guys working as a collective, or is it just individual DJs kind of coming together doing their thing for one common goal?
Well, I think, you know, typically how it usually happens is, like, it's just, you know, based on, okay, let me go ahead and get the hottest person that I can get, you know, and that sort of thing, rather than a lot of, you know, cats just, you know, or just DJs really marketing themselves, so to speak. And, you know, I get the whole concept, you know, but fortunately for me, a lot of times it just starts off as just mutual respect and a phone call, really, you know. You know, mutual respect for each other's work. Tailwind, for instance, this great, great marketing group out of Chicago, this great DJ crew called Extra Mile Sauce. Okay. And we were developing a party. I actually met him at a party that they had produced called Soulnik the first year. And from there, we pretty much hit it off. And we had been checking each other out before then, just having mutual friends, sort of thing. But fast forward, you know, we pretty much hit it off. I, you know, he's from Brooklyn, you know, and I pretty much have strong ties in New York, and Brooklyn as well. I played in Brooklyn and Manhattan, so we have pretty much a lot of the same mutual friends and that sort of thing. But our respect for music is pretty much like parallel. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I always admired his sound and his direction, and pretty much that's, you know, that's how we move forward a lot of times, just mutual interest.
Okay. Well, word on the street is that A-Ski has a radio show coming out. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes. Who told you that? yes, we're actually producing a radio show right now. You know, I've been fortunate to have the chance to, you know, produce, you know, some, you know, stuff over at Scion, you know, radio. And I did some stuff with We Bread Clothing, courtesy of my man Fuse Green and Cactus Tree in Brooklyn, you know. So we said, hey, you know what, and producing some other, you know, radio shows for other, you know, DJs and what have you. And I said, you know what, let's go ahead and, throughout the years, you know, a lot of people have been approaching me, you know, like, how come, you know, you're not on the radio and that sort of thing. And, you know, and what's funny is I actually pursued corporate radio, but, you know, once I kind of saw how things went down, it was just like, okay, these guys have no personality. You know what I'm saying? And the people that are hiring them have no personality. So I said, okay, you know, it was more of, and that's nothing, you know, against corporate. I understand the whole numbers game and that sort of thing. But, you know, it was like, okay, let me go ahead and do this myself, you know. And, you know, I worked at KCRW for a long time in the early 90s. So I had a chance. I worked next to a gentleman by the name of Gary Calamar. And I worked next to Tom Schnabel as well. So I had a chance to really kind of embrace various elements as far as radio and marketing and advertising and that sort of thing. So as years went by, I just say, hey, you know, I said, you know, people would approach me and say, hey, man, you know, you play really great records or whatever. You know, you have a great whatever, you know, personality. You need to be on the radio. You know, that's not really my calling right now. And I had always admired people such as, you know, Frankie Crocker, you know, who was actually one of my biggest heroes, you know, and Don Cornelius as well, having the gift and the blessing, you know, to embrace people and have people skills as well as understanding music. I said, okay, let's go ahead and move forward with this. And we're now coming out with Unique 74 Radio. And that's basically in development as we speak. It should be out within, should be airing within a week or two, courtesy of unique74mag.com. Definitely be on the lookout.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, because I know you've been in this game for a long time, A-Ski, how would you say DJ culture in Los Angeles has evolved over the last decade? Because from my perspective as a music consumer, seems like we have so many wonderful events that take place that are they're DJ-centered, music-centered, you know, from the Sound Lessons events that started, Soul Nick that you mentioned earlier, you know, the parties where we have the Michael Jackson versus Prince and,
right.
and you know, Wonderful. Mm-hmm. How would you say DJ culture has evolved? I feel like DJs are a lot bigger nowadays, and definitely take center stage when it comes to the party scene in LA, more so than ever before. What do you think?
I've been playing personally since I was 6 years old, so, and professionally since 92. Mm. And what I have noticed, you know, as with any culture or any movement or whatever, however you want to, you know, call it, there's always going to be room for change and growth. However, it went from $1,000 business into a multi-million dollar business. Mm. You know, so you know you have DJs who have hit Forbes. You know, so it's turned into a more lucrative thing. You know, I know when I first started really aggressively pursuing this, you know, after, you know, going through the great periods and what have you, and just really, you know, really paying my dues, you know, is when I really started seeing the checks. Mm-hmm. You know, so to speak, if you will. And I think now it's, I think with technology, and I'm going to get to the LA thing in a minute, but I think technology has, you know, watered down the game, if you will, in the sense of, well, okay, you know, Jane Doe can rock, you know, Jane Doe or John Doe can DJ, you know, but they don't understand, you know, the level, they don't have people skills and they don't have music knowledge, you know. Mm-hmm. I think just watered down the game, you know, and I think, you know, there's a handful of people who I think, as well as new hopefuls that are out there that are keeping the integrity alive, you know, keeping the movement alive, such as, you know, my colleagues, you know, DJ Spinner, you know, Rich Medina, mm-hmm. Tailwind Turner, etc. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Masters at Work, DJ Rashida, I mean, the list goes on, you know, that are keeping the integrity and the movement of party life alive.
Yes.
I think for LA, though, you know, LA has always been a weird market, you know, at least as of lately, in the sense of, you know, if your radio stations are horrible, you know, you know, and I don't make no qualms, you know what I mean? I don't
right.
stutter. You know? It is what it is. If your radio stations are horrible, your party life is going to be as such as once upon a time, it was actually the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
and the radio stations were actually fairly decent. I think now we have a generation of, just looking at the younger generation, because I also play 18 and over parties as well. Mm-hmm. I've noticed within that culture, they're developing, as we may not understand it per se, and they say, oh, you know, that's young people's thing. But guess what? It's always been a young people's thing. You know, so we must keep that in mind. However, there was always that sense of balance. You know, we knew we knew what grandma and grandpa was playing. We knew what our uncles and aunts were playing. You know, now I think with technology, it's made it full circle, so to speak. You can go on YouTube and kind of do your research and, you know, that sort of thing. But I think for L.A., I think we just got to step it up. Let's just go. I'm just going to go ahead and just be honest. I think I'm one of the few people out here that has kept this town going, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, again, you know, I don't stutter for anybody. I think, you know, anybody that has, you know, seen me in the trenches know what it is, you know, whether it's here, there, London, Brooklyn, whatever the case may be, I get it in. A lot of what's happening right now is because of people who are not from here making it happen. Saying parties, basically people who are imports that moved here that have become homesick, and that's just the vibe that I noticed. You know, people who aren't afraid to take chances and take risk and really are comfortable in their own skin, so to speak. You know, the people from New York, the people from Chicago, the people from Philly, the people from Miami that move out here. Mm-hmm. LA, they you know, everybody's kind of like, okay, well, I'm just here to be cute. And I think that's been a huge detriment, you know, to the music, so-called music scene out here. However, there's the underground, which people tend to overlook. You know, you have great events such as the Do-Over, you know, right. Which I've been fortunate to play since their conception, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, that have hosted all types of different talent from LA, you know what I mean, as well as around the world. You know, you have new events, you have all kinds of different things happening, but you have to be aware, you know, and you have to know what's going on, so to speak. But I personally feel that there's a lot more work that could be done in the sense of quality presentation and development.
I agree with you. It's so funny. When you were talking, I was thinking back to a conversation I had probably about a month ago now with Victor Duplay about his party, Kiss and Grind, and what it's grown into and what his original vision for it was. And I thought about Mark DeClive Lowe's party. You know, he's coming from abroad and right. starting his party church. Right. But as far as our LA DJs, we don't have as many. I know you do your parties. Garth Trinidad is trying to start his party. Or he's started it, the Jim Kelly function, and he's right. growing it.
Thursday.
And so, you know, our base, the DJs that we've grown up listening to, and those of you that have been rocking the city for a while now, it's like it's getting bigger and bigger. For those of us that like to go out and dance, it's awesome. But that in and of itself, I think, is the challenge. LA is a city about people standing around being cute and not partying. And I right. think that is where the DJs are really trying to change the culture, make people get off the wall, make people get on the dance floor, sweat your hair out, you know what I'm saying, sweat your outfit out.
And to interject, you know, it's also about the DJ not wanting to be cute too.
Right.
And like, you know, if you know, let the ladies be the divas, you know, and, you know, for me, I've always, you know, manhandled my audience, so to speak. Anybody that has seen me knows I'm not afraid to get on the mic, and I pretty much have been, you know, it's one of those things where you just got to take risk and do you. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like playing Eddie Kendricks, go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, understand it's vibrations that you're putting out there, but you have to understand those vibrations. And then again, you know, it's about taking those risks. And I, you know, you, we have the thing about LA, it's like we have a lot of variety out here. Yes. You got my brothers, you know, Ross G doing his thing with Low End Theory. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all kinds of different. I have to say, right now, it's a great look for Los Angeles artistically.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? there's X amount of talent that we have out here that's just killing it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I think in terms of just parties and events, you know, it takes someone special to really know how to navigate, and not everybody can do it like that. That's a blessing, you know.
Yes.
And not a lot of people tend to look at longevity. You know, it depends on the objective of the promoter. You know, are they doing this, you know, to make some quick money? You know, because I've been in situations where, I'm not gonna name any names, but I've been in situations where I get there and I'm like, okay, this is a boots and jeans party. You're not gonna call it that, but you know, and I have nothing against boots and jeans, but you know, to each his own on that one, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But look, you know, like, know what you're doing, first of all. You know what I'm saying? I think we've had a lot of cases where a lot of promoters out here that call themselves promoters, a lot of DJs that call themselves DJs that aren't either of none.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, let's just go ahead and call it what it is. I pull my guns out. It don't matter to me. So, and I know where I'm shooting too, you know. So
right.
The thing about it is, I think, you know, we just have to just really step it up in terms of like just LA natives per mm-hmm. se. And then, you know, also the social scene is very different. You know, we've kind of spoken, you know, on that in the past. And
yes.
I think you have a lot of good events that help break the ice, such as Kiss and Grind, Play,
yes.
you know, Cheryl. And, you know, there's types of these different events that help kind of break the mold for L.A., you know what I mean? But, you know, radio got to step it up. You know, L.A. radio sucks.
It's dead. I think most people are listening to KCRW and that's it.
And any radio PDs out there, you know, in L.A., you know, want to challenge me on that, yo, let's talk. I can get numbers.
Yeah, because it's dead. It's totally dead. And where I think those of us that are natives and where we're grateful is that we do have people like you who take the time to not only have a site that gives us music, you know, you put together your own music that we can stream, but having the ability to go out to live events because we can't get it at home. Unless you have a DJ that's putting together a podcast or something like that that you can stream through in your car or listen to, you know, when you're out and about, you're not getting any sort of nourishment from LA
yeah.
radio. None at all.
And then also fairness, and also in all fairness, too, it's the venues. I was rapping with another, you know, my man Al Jackson. I was rapping yes. with him. I say, hey man, you guys need to come back out, man. You guys need to, you know, and you know, it's pretty much dealing with a lot of times there'll be situations where we'll get an event going, mm-hmm. and a party started, and people will say, well, what happened? You know what I'm saying? And I said, well, you know, we have situations with the venue. A lot of times it's dealing with these venues. People don't know what we go through, you know, and putting these things together. They think it's like, okay, we pack a bunch of people in an event. You know, there's the politics and dealing with these greedy venue owners that don't care about any of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go ahead.
Right.
This is somebody on the inside that's just telling it like it is. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's about numbers, you know, but I think it's a great look right now. I think there's a lot of potential. There's a lot of, you know, growth that, you know, it's still developing. I think it's looking good, but we could always do better.
Okay.
And I think there needs to be more unification as well. If everybody puts their egos aside and put their money together and their brains together, you know, magic could happen, you know, because it's the people. You don't know how many calls that I get. You know, like, hey, you know, what's going on a Saturday night? And I'm like, yo, you know, I'm booked at a private. There's not much I can help you with. Or I'm doing something over here. Or I'm out of town. You know, so I think it's a thing where, and it's I think it's happening. You know what I mean? Like, but I think there has to be that outside agitator element mm-hmm. to kind of help balance things out. And it's looking good. You know what I'm saying? I think there's a lot of potential.
Well, the comments on the venue have sparked a podcast topic for me. I'm gonna hold my tongue on it. I'm gonna wait until we talk off the mic about that. But in conclusion, A-Ski, what are you gonna bring to LA for fall 2012? What should we be looking out for as we wrap this year up?
My main concentration right now is my label, Unique 74 Recordings, and we've just been really concentrating on putting out my first initial release since Four Track Minds. I've been putting out stuff here and there just to kind of test the waters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it looks like we're pretty much going to release the album, Change the Mood, within 2 weeks or so, hopefully. We're just trying to, you know, getting the business. The music has been done. It's just getting the business together and getting all the, you know, publishing and all that stuff that people don't really pay attention to. But other than that, we're on hiatus right now. But and for me right now, it's kind of a love-hate relationship with L.A. right now. I'm kind of like, okay, you know what? I raised a lot of y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's time for me to take a break. You know what I'm saying? So fall, most likely, we're probably looking at more like San Fran, New okay. York. I've had a great standing, you know, in those cities, as well as I got called to Berlin. So So we're going to be doing some stuff out there, as well as Italy and London. So right now, it's just really kind of like, you know, it's questionable whether I'll even be out here in the fall, to be very honest with you.
Okay. I hear that. That's another topic that we'll, huh?
Either way, we're going to be producing something, whether I'm here or not. The Unique 74 moniker will definitely be holding something down for LA.
Right, and thank goodness. Look, we're all stuck in this cloud. So what's awesome is that no matter where you are, we can get a hold of you.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ski, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find us courtesy of www.unique74mag.com, and I'm going to spell that for you. That's UNIQUE, the numbers 74mag.com, and you can check out free downloads. I do a lot of writing, blogging, as well as different events and new music as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much, brother, for checking in with us.
Thank you, Miss Kim. It's definitely an honor to do. And I wanted to thank you, you know, for definitely being an integral part of what, you know, what we've been doing. You know, Black Is has been down from the beginning, you know, and I really appreciate you and what you're doing.
Well, thank you so much, brother. We continue and plan to continue to grow with you. Believe that.
Yes, thank
you. All right, y'all. Baby. Look to the sky, baby, baby, baby. Look to the sky, seeking to find the third.